Isn't that when Jack developed a love for Indian art and memorabilia?
Well, actually, yes, he was very interested. Pawhuska was, I think it's the head of the Osage Agency. He was always interested. You know, he'd have people drop in the office with artwork, and he'd always buy pieces. And then one day, this was at a later time, he came home and he said someone had asked him if he would be interested in going on the Gilchrist board. He asked me what I thought about it, and I said, I think it'd be the greatest thing on earth for you. It'd give you a whole new aspect of something that you never, ever had before. He was asked to go in through the city. You know, the city has or did have a member on the board. So that's when he started his time with Gilchrist, and it was an interest all of his life, and he loved it.
But he had been a collector before that.
In a small way. We used to have families that practically would camp out on our front yard. If somebody needed something or someone had a baby, they'd bring their artwork up to the house, and he'd never refuse them.
I think that he also made sure that he bought these pieces at a fair market value.
Oh, yeah.
He could have taken advantage of them.
But he
paid them what it was worth.
And, you know, he felt like that was a part of our heritage here in Oklahoma, and that was necessary that we understood it and enjoyed it. The Indians, you know, lived their art. Their art was their clothes, their shoes. It was a way of life with the Native American.
I would imagine you attended your fair share of powwows then.
Yeah, we did. We didn't miss too many. We used to go to Tahlequah. They had beautiful art shows there. And to Muskogee, the college there. It has turned out wonderful artists. Some of the most famous of all our Native American artists have come from Muskogee, from the school in Muskogee. One day we went in, I think it was during the summer term, and we met this artist by the name of West, Dick West, whose son happened to be the first director of the Indian Museum in Washington, part of the Smithsonian. Anyway, he was head of the college in Muskogee. We saw these beautiful paintings on the walls, and Jack asked if they were for sale. He said, yes. Jack said, well, who's the artist? He said, I am. Usually when we bought, we would buy three. We'd buy for the kids and then one for us. It was fun meeting and knowing Dick West. There were many others like that, and he's quite a famous artist in Oklahoma art circles.
So you obviously grew an appreciation for Native American art as Jack did. The two of you kind of learned about it together.
We usually did everything together.
And as a result of that, then maybe through your foundation, you began to get involved in Native American issues and support?
That came at a later date. We've always felt that from always the Indians were the most maligned people ever. They really got a bad shake. We certainly wanted to help in any way we could, whether it was by purchasing their art or in other contributions of support for them.
Didn't you have some support for the Indian Health Center? Were you involved in that in some sort?
Yes, over on 6th Street.